In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The name of anything evokes a mental image of the reality. A name, a word, is a sound which human beings attach to a concept in their minds so that whenever a word is pronounced, the concept will be called up. When we say horse, therefore, or rose, a mental image comes and we understand. These names that we assign to things are arbitrary and change from language to language. In turn, this mental image of our minds is an image of a reality. Therefore, when we pronounce the word, we are bringing to our minds the reality. Now, the name of a person evokes everything that a person is. When the mental image of a personality comes to mind, owing to the mention of his name, all of the qualities of that person become present to us. And immediately our wills will react either with love or with dislike, depending on the qualities which that person possesses. When people love someone, they delight in hearing that person's name. When they detest someone, the name actually becomes unmentionable, and often sarcastic epithets are resorted to in order to name that person. But the name of Jesus is beautiful. One of the qualities of beauty is that it unifies into one thing many things which are different and disparate. For example, a stained glass window is beautiful because stone is cut into fine lace, a quality which is very different from a hard, formless, and rough stone. And we look upon the stained glass window and we are impressed not only by the beauty of its color, but by the obedience of the stone to its form of lace. Our blessed Lord's name is beautiful in the same way because He is, on the one hand, all-powerful as God and as the head, the Savior, and the judge of all mankind. And yet, on the other hand, meek and humble, a child, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Holy Eucharist, and He who is dying on the cross for our sins. And that one name, Jesus, evokes all of these beautiful things and the combination of those things. The name is rich in all of these qualities that can be examined and investigated. There is no end to the contemplation that we can give to the name Jesus. And His name is beautiful because He is the abyss of all virtue, as the Litany of the Sacred Heart says. There is no defect in Him. When we say His name, it does not bring forth any unpleasantness to our minds, but only goodness, kindness, mercy, justice for both the good and the evil, patience with sinners, love of sinners to the point of dying for them, absolute and perfect holiness, both in His divinity and His sacred humanity. On the other hand, no matter how much we might esteem a person, there is always something in their character that is unpleasant, some defect that we notice about them. Yet the name of Jesus brings nothing but delight when the mental image of Jesus comes. To the fervent soul, therefore, the name of Jesus is delight, because this name evokes such beauty, such power, such perfection of virtue, such holiness, that the fervent delight in having this holy name and pronouncing it with great care and reverence. The church is careful to have priests bow their heads when the holy name is mentioned, and to remove their head coverings during the sacred liturgy for so great a name. He is the Savior of all mankind, and therefore the Judge of all mankind. And His holy name should therefore put a holy trepidation into those who use it. But at the same time, He is the Savior. And the holy name, therefore, should frequently be pronounced by us as a simple ejaculatory prayer, especially in time of temptation. We should also avoid all misuse of this name. You and I both know that we hear the name of Jesus constantly misused and ill-treated, used as a form of a curse upon a thing, or to express even mild dissatisfaction, even an impatience over a little thing. The name of Jesus Christ is pronounced in order to invoke these bad thoughts. We should make reparation for those who do such a thing by saying to ourselves, or out loud, if it would not be imprudent to do so, an aspiration in praise of the holy name. And use the holy name above all in death. Since Jesus means Savior, and since there is no more important time to call upon the Savior than in death, it is most important to frequently repeat the name of Jesus when you are approaching death. If you have the grace of having a priest at your side as you are approaching death, he will suggest to you the pronouncing of the name of Jesus. But if it should be the providence of God that you are not assisted by a priest, do not fail to pronounce this name as you are dying. And if you are assisting another to die, remember to keep pronouncing the name of Jesus, even in their ears, if they are unable to speak. It may be the only prayer that you will be able to say, owing to the weakness of your dying moments. But a fervent pronouncing of His name will win for you the grace of a holy death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.